Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
I want to introduce you to our photographer with Orphan Relief and Rescue. We are very blessed to have this gentleman that I am not going to mention his name to protect his identity, but he goes into the villages with us predominantly when we have teams, as well as he documents all the children that have been intercepted from being trafficked, and we make sure that we have a file on each child. So I wanted to ask him a couple questions on this podcast, and why do you think this work is so important in these villages where we work?
Well, thank you so much. This work is really important for me because you know about my life. I'm orphan, and I can know the difficulty those children pass through every day. And I'm so happy to give something, to do something to help those children who are in the same difficulty like me. And when I was in charge, and because now I'm so happy because God doing many things in my life, so I can walk with joy, because when I saw them, I'm really happy to help Orphan Relief and Rescues, to help them, because it's something like to give them the light by what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned your story. Can you just tell a little bit of your story of growing up? He grew up in the orphanage safe home that we founded in 2009, and he has a beautiful story that, yeah, go ahead and share a little bit.
I came to my home when I was 7, 8 years old, and I was with my brother, and we lost our parents, like my mom and my dad passed away. So it was really difficult for us to eat, you know, to have clothes, shoes. It's really difficult for us. And I thank God to come in my home. It's really difficult, but when I came, I saw many people, many children, and also the big men and women who take care of us. And it's really good things. For the first time, it's really difficult for me because I was really, really, really sad. And sometimes I ask God why he accept those things to happen on my life, why he accept to take my dad and my mom. And I don't like another people. It's really difficult to me to like another people. And I like to stay in my corner, you know. But by grace of God, they teach everyone, every day they teach us how many gods Jesus loves us. And I accept really Jesus. And I know that Jesus loves me. And yes, my dad and my mom don't live today, but he have the good plan for me.
Yeah.
So many, many words of Bible give me strong and to help me to be really happy. And today, by grace of God and by the help of ORR, I get many things that give me like joy, you know, because if you accept Jesus, Jesus can take some other people who can help you to be good. It ORR take care of me. Even when I left House of Hope, they continue to help me. And today I work with them, and it's really wonderful. And my life is testimony, and I can help another children by my testimony to give them the light who OAR give me, mm-hmm. and they can help them to be strong, mm-hmm. to keep joy, because sometimes they can thinking that I don't have nobody, mm-hmm. but I'm a testimony who can tell them that, yes, they don't have anybody, but they have Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus sent also OAR to help them to grow, to be something, like to know, to do something in the life, to help also another children. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how old are you now?
Actually, I'm 27 mm-hmm. years old. Yeah.
And so you went through a photography school.
Yes, of course.
Got certified. So you're professional. You've got your own business.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's wonderful. So with the work, when you go into the villages, are you ever scared?
I can say when I started with you, little bit, yes. And all the time, I pray all the time, because the one thing I said to myself, it was, if it's not God, I can be there.
You can be dead if it's not God.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to do something here. I have my part in this organization so that, sometimes if I'm surprised about anything, I go to talk with God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he give me strong mm-hmm. to continue to work
yes.
in the village. Yes.
I love that. Yeah. So the things that are scary in the village, describe some things that are scary. Not that you're scared anymore because you have God, yeah. but what are some things that could be scary to just anybody coming?
Well, you hear about many things in the village, and I was really shocked. It really shocked me when I hear some story, you know, because they don't really accept Jesus. So they have the voodoo, you know, and the voodoo is not the good things. So they take the voodoo to do many things wrong. Mm-hmm. And when you hear, it's really, really something who shocked me. And also you saw some children who are not good health. They are really, really many problems. And their parents can be there, but they don't do anything. It's not good, but for them, it's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, there are those things I hear and I saw also with my eyes. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so working in these villages with OAR, yeah. has it changed how you look at life at all?
Yeah. It's changed my life, because when you work in this village, you can imagine how much you have the lucky.
How lucky you are from
yes.
what they have. Yeah.
Because sometimes you can thinking that, oh, I need this, I want to do this, why I'm not in this stage, why? But when you go to see those children, you can see that I have all.
Mm. Wow.
Because God give you what you can need like each day.
Yes.
And those children, if it's not by grace of God, by OAR, they don't have anything. Mm. So it's really, really something who changed me to be happy every day for what God did in my life. Mm. Yeah. And work with them in the village helped me to love more another people. Because the children, they can know you, but the first time you came in the village, they will come to close you, to play with you. You know, it's really wonderful. And you are old, but you can do like those children is not good. So it helped me more to know how much I can love and other people.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I love your heart. Thank you for loving Jesus and loving these children and doing such a great job. You got a great eye for photography. I love it. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.